This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. I'm broadcasting live from the Hilton Hotel in beautiful downtown Tokyo. We've got a beautiful view of the Rainbow Bridge. I wish I could show you what I'm seeing right now, but it's just amazing. And it's wonderful to be in Tokyo. And I've got a great guest. I've got Dr. Nemoto, who is taking over for Dr. Emoto. And we just had a wonderful visit and did an interview in his at his place with for his magazine. And now I'm going to bring him on the show. And there's a lot of major breakthroughs in the work. And, you know, they've carried on with the work. And we had a very interesting thing happen that I don't want to go too much into it. But while we were sitting and doing the interview, we had a visit in spirit from Dr. Yamoto, see, I get this right. But yeah, it was very powerful, very moving. I mean, it brought me to tears and a lot of other people too. He was so happy with the work and where it was going and the support and that his work was continuing. But without any further ado, I want to bring in Dr. Yamoto to talk about the work and the new work and what's happening at the lab. So, Dr. Merrill, welcome to the show, and tell me what's new in the world of water.
Hello. My name is Dr. Yasuyuki Nemoto, and my boss, his name is Dr. Emoto. A little confusing, but I'm in charge of the scientific aspects of Dr. Emoto's work, and actually, I'm a director of the IHM General Institute, and where we are taking water crystal photographs. And actually, our boss, Dr. Masaru Emoto, passed away last year, October 17th. And then more than 1 year passed already. And so far, actually, we have not, we didn't have any significant, progress about our water crystal technology. But in the society of scientists, there have been a lot of progress regarding memory of water. And this topic is actually Dr. Emoto wanted to tell to the general people by his own book, entitled The Message from Water. And when he published this book in year 1999, this book was a collection of water crystal photographs. And Dr. Emoto is saying by himself that he is not a scientist. And his book, The Message from Water, is not a scientific book. But he was a kind of a man of intuition. And I believe he saw the conclusion or the truth that the water can have a memory. And just very recently, like last 5 years, some scientists giving us the evidence that the water actually have a memory based on the scientific research. So recently, I'm giving a presentation, a kind of combination of the message from water and new science of water. And so we are now getting the scientific evidence, which suggests that Dr. Emoto's claim in message from water were actually correct scientifically. This is what I'm doing right now.
Great. I know it's amazing work. In a lot of Native American cultures, they would do sweat lodges and ceremonies, and they would actually take water in the ceremony, and they would pray over the water for healing of whoever they're doing the lodge for. And so whatever was ailing them, they would pray that the water be infused by spirit with the healing properties that were necessary to heal whoever they're doing the lodge for. And so there seems to be a very ancient past in using water as a healing therapy, and now it seems that the science now is coming forward to back that up. I want to see if you have any further comments on that with the new science.
Yeah, actually, when Dr. Emoto was alive, he visited many, many different countries to give his presentation about the message from water. And most of the time, I was with him. And Whenever we meet the people from Native American tribes or from any other countries, they are always, they appreciate Dr. Emoto's work. And also they are saying that we know, you know, this kind of thing, you know, from the ancient times. But thank you very much for your, you know, visualizing or for your taking a water crystal photograph, which so that the general people could understand very easily. So this is the kind of point. So the truth that the water can have memory or water can have a healing property is actually very ancient truth in different Native American tribes and also the in different major religions, we believe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's a lot to holy water. Yeah. I think it all depends on who's blessing it and what their intention is. When they're blessing the water. I've just find out more and more, I think, this water technology is going to be go to a whole new level pretty soon. And I know Dr. Emoto's work has really brought people around to blessing their water and changing the frequencies of the waters that they're drinking and things of that nature. So, it's becoming a worldwide phenomenon, you might say, of people actually putting their intention into the water, and the water does change, it does shift. So that's been very well documented. Do you have any more comments on that?
Yeah, actually, about the cleansing of the water, we have some plan. It's next year, probably May 22nd, which is actually the full moon day, and probably it's a day of Vaisak mm-hmm. festival. And some of our friends, like 30 people from Rome, Italy, they will come to Japan. They are planning to come to Japan, probably near Mount Fuji, and then maybe after that, Lake Biwa, which is near Kyoto or Osaka. And last year I met them, and their intention is to cleanse the water by our consciousness or by our prayer. And even they want to cleanse the radioactivity, the pollution of radioactive pollution. And I was really moved by their idea, and I would like to support them. And this time when I visited James Isech, and I asked the ETI about the possibility that the humanity can cleanse the water, even the radioactive pollution, and James and the ETI, they they said it's possible, and they are ready to support us. And so this is next year. I try to have a ceremony or some event in May 22nd. So we will ask the people all over the world to concentrate or to send their love and gratitude energy to the water of this planet Earth. And also we will ask the support from the ETIs or masters or higher dimensional beings to cleanse the water. Yeah,
that sounds like an awesome event. I think it wouldn't be any problem with it going global and getting people all over the world to participate in that. I know that they have technology and the higher dimensional beings and the spiritually and technologically advanced off-world visitors, or ETs that some call them, have the ability to help us and have been helping us quite a bit. But I also feel that we need to participate in that. And it's in alignment with universal law that we have to initiate, you know, the help and ask for help and invite them to help, because they just can't come in and trespass on our reality. And it's really not their job to clean up all of our messes, especially when we keep making them, we keep building more nuclear reactors and we keep going in the wrong direction. And we don't need those. We have the technology now to get away from all polluting energies with the Keshe Foundation and other foundations that are coming out with these technologies. And I know there's other people that we tried to bring these technologies out in the 90s and were met with violent opposition, but I think that's finally fallen away. So when these technologies come out, You know, I think a lot of these technologies are ET inspired, and they've brought that information to all these scientists and doctors and physicists, and even people working in their garages are building new technologies that are divinely inspired, you might say, or are given to them. You know, you talk to Tesla and these other people, they have dreams about their inventions, and they dream their invention first and then put it down on paper and then build it. So, you know, the higher sciences aren't the ones you get out of books. They come to you. They're inspired on high. And this seems to be happening around the world right now in a very, like a quantum shift or a quantum leap in consciousness. And I know Emoto works, your work and Dr. Emoto's work is following in that tradition.
Yeah, thank you. And also the next year, around at the end of March and at the beginning of April next year, we are planning to invite Dr. Gerald Polak, who is a professor at the University of Washington. And so in Tokyo, we are planning to have his presentation or lecture for the general public in April 2nd, Saturday. And also next day, in April 3rd, we are planning to have his seminar for scientists in Tokyo. And before that, my plan is we are making an internet site to tell the people, the general public, that now water research is progressing a lot, and which include the memory of water. And so I want to tell the people, not only in Japan, but also that all over the world, that the science of water is changing or it's progressing a lot, and which is, you know, resonates with Dr. Emoto's work. And so then next year, May, we want to have this event worldwide. Yeah, please join our ceremony. Thank you.
Before, I want to give this a couple times during this show. These events that people want to participate in and get involved in, what's the best way for them to contact you to find out about these events and how, and also how they can participate in supporting these events?
Yeah, actually, the as I said, last year in Rome, I was invited on behalf of Dr. Emoto to give a presentation in Rome. And their group is Circle of Light, and the name is Circle of Light. And they are basically Reiki healers, but they have their own, you know, different missions. But anyway, they said they want to do something for the pollution of water and even for the Fukushima, you know, accident. And so they are already making some website, which is actually on the Facebook. And also, of course, we are going to make a Facebook, and our internet site will give information. And so, yeah, please access this homepage. Or maybe the our company, which is Office Master Emoto, and also we have another old company called IHM. Maybe you can find the information about this event on these websites.
Great, and we'll put that up on our site. Well, we have a very big master list, and we'll make sure and put out that information. And who knows, maybe we'll get involved with eSETI as well. I know we're probably going to have you out to eSETI and do some talks or lectures or workshops. Hopefully we can work that out. There's so much going on. I wanted to mention something that was kind of amazing, that when I came to your office and we saw two bottles of the of the Langenberg research water,
oh, yeah.
The super oxygenated water, and then the bottle of the cobalt, which is the more medical grade. It's very high intense cobalt blue from Langenberg Research. I was kind of shocked to see that on your. It was kind of a synchronicity, but nobody knows how it got there. Is that correct?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like it was almost beamed in and put on the counter. I thought that was kind of funny, that the same water company that I worked for 7 years, that I'm not really with right now, but I still love their water and sponsor the water because of its healing abilities. But I thought that was just amazing how the connection, the synchronicity of that, seeing the water there. And I can't wait to hear what you think of it, or when you do your research on it, to find out, you know, what comes out of your research on the super oxygenated water.
Yeah, yeah. And also the Greg gave us a bottle of water, and we will try to make water crystal photographs from the water. Yeah.
And what's interesting about this water is you don't have to freeze it. It'll you can just dry it, and when it dries, the crystals are left behind, and so you can photograph the crystals. You might have to set things up a little differently to get the photographs, but I can't wait to see what kind of crystals or how they show up on film. I've watched them under a microscope, with the oxygen water, putting it into polluted water, you know, with all kinds of viruses and bacteria and even pollutants in it, and it totally cleans the water. It turns everything into a crystal field, and I've never seen anything like it. But, I can't wait till you get to play with that water, too, and see some research and get your opinion on what you see, you know, because it blew my mind when I saw it. I couldn't believe what I saw, and I think it's going to be a major breakthrough, and this needs to get out. I know, we can't mention words like healing properties or things like that, unfortunately, in the United States, but, you know, we just let the water speak for itself and just say this is a very pure water and it's super oxygenated water and drink it and see what happens. Not to go on a negative, but have you had any resistance to some of the work that you've been doing, you know, along the way? Resistance from other people and other, maybe any government or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, actually the... maybe about 10 years ago, there was a bashing started against Dr. Emoto's work through the magazine, like a monthly magazine or a weekly magazine. And also some TV program made a program which is denying, you know, Dr. Emoto's research, like it's not scientific or it's, you know, nonsense like that. But so maybe like even 5 years ago, if it is 5 years ago, it was very difficult to protect our work because the message from water is not a science yet. But just very recently, like in the past 5 years, probably, as I mentioned, the Dr. Gerald Pollack, his theory is called the fourth phase of water. And this is a kind of structured liquid water, and which has a very special structure. And Dr. Pollack is saying that the fourth phase water can absorb the light or infrared light energy. And so even Dr. Gerald Pollack made a comment officially in internet radio that he could, you know, he could approve the Dr. Emoto's theory based on his own scientific theory called the fourth phase of water. And just recently, the top scientists in the water research, they are saying that the water can have a memory. Actually, I think it's almost already proven that the water has a memory. So now the message from water, the Dr. Emoto's book, is very possible, scientifically speaking. So the situation changed very much recently. So we are very happy about this situation.
Mm-hmm. I noticed in some of the experiments that we did with water, with the oxygen water, we would pour it on plants, and we'd watch plants just grow almost four times faster with the oxygenated water. And we did experiments. We just used regular tap water, and they didn't do too well in regular tap water because, as people know, most tap water is pretty polluted. I know a lot of tap water in America has 650 to 800 carcinogens in it, and some pretty nasty things. So the water is not very good, and it's got fluoride and chlorine and everything else. And the plants do okay on it, but they just thrived on the oxygen water. And I thought what was interesting is we microwaved some water, and we had all these test plants, to controls, to back it up. And the ones that we microwaved the water, and they died. it killed them. I was wondering if you did experiments like that with plants and how the plants react to the waters.
Yeah, and I have some comment about the microwave. And actually, another scientist, his name is Dr. Luc Montagnier, and he received the Nobel Prize in year 2008 because he found HIV, which is a virus for AIDS. And his research in probably past 5 years or so is memory of water. And he's using DNA, which is a genetic material, and he proves that the water can have a memory of DNA, including the sequence of DNA, the coding of DNA. And when I read his research paper, in the introduction of his paper, he's saying that the memory of water is very important for the living system. And also, not only microwave, but even the very small dose of electromagnetic waves are very bad for living cells. The cellular phone or tower, the electromagnetic waves from cellular phone tower is not so good for living system. But so far, scientifically, the scientists is not sure about the mechanisms. Why so small, small quantity of electromagnetic waves has bad effects on living cells. But Dr. Montagnier is saying the electromagnetic waves disturb the memory of water in your cells. So it's very interesting.
Yeah.
I mean the electromagnetic, the bad effect of electromagnetic waves and memory of water are related. It's very interesting.
I think it's so important. I don't know. I guess it depends on your age and how hydrated you are. But our bodies are what, 80% water or something? Or
generally, we are saying 70. But it's
70 different. Somewhere. Yeah, 70% water. So it just seems it'd be smart to put the right kind of water into your system. rather than dead water or polluted water. There's so much research with this. The this brings me into another realm, you might say, is that the Earth is constantly getting bombarded by comets, ice comets. And a lot of our water actually comes from space, and it's constantly being bombarded. I kind of wonder what kind of what this water's been imprinted with. And, maybe it's coming from an extremely advanced race of beings that their DNA and signatures are imprinted in the water, or, who knows, or it could come from a race that their planet blew up and it might have not so good imprints in the water. I was curious if you had any comments on that.
Yeah, that's a very important question. And actually, when Dr. Emoto was alive, he was... in his presentation, he's saying that our life, our life may have come through the ice of comet from outside of this, like a solar system. And some scientists have evidence that the ice is coming into this planet Earth. Mm-hmm. And of course, the comet, the major component of comet is ice. Mm-hmm. And so Dr. Emoto is saying that that ice contains the information. That ice was contained the information of life on this planet Earth, and because at that time, like like 2 years ago, when I heard about Dr. Emoto's theory about this, I thought, no, it's very difficult to understand scientifically. But because, as I mentioned, that Dr. Montagnier is saying that the water can have a memory of the DNA. And then, actually, in September, I had a chance to have a conversation with Dr. Montagnier directly. And I gave three questions, actually, to him. And it was a question about the possibility. And the first question is, can water memorize the whole sequence, whole genetic material of a human being, which is very large, very big? And his answer was yes. So water can memorize the whole sequence, which we say genome, like a human genome can be memorized in the water. And the second question is, even the one living cell, I mean, the DNA is just a genetic material, but the whole cell, the information of a living cell, can the information of the living cell be memorized in water? This is my second question. And Dr. Montagnier said yes. We are talking about the possibility, it's not a proof. And then third, I think the third one is the life on this planet. Can the life of this planet might have been brought from the outside of this solar system through the ice on the comet? And also his answer was yes. So it's now very interesting because the real scientist, gave me the yes to these questions.
So that gives panspermia a whole new reality. I think it's fascinating. I was reading some other work and it was quite a while ago where I was reading that they're actually shooting lasers through a salamander egg, I think, into a frog egg, and they would the laser actually transferred the DNA into the frog egg, and it became a salamander. So I thought that was interesting. You could transfer and alter DNA, and I know that a lot of the elders talk about the sun and the changes in the sun and how the sun is creating DNA changes, and if we think about the sun as being conscious, that everything begins in consciousness and it goes to light and then to energy, the mass. If the sunlight is actually conscious, if it's carrying packets of consciousness, you might say, and it's going through a huge change right now, a different change, and it's actually moving through water and it's moving through other life forms from one life form to another. It really makes one wonder what kind of changes and shifts that we're going to be going through on this planet. I don't know if you have any theories on that.
I think that's very interesting. I have not thought about the sunlight, but the scientists and they are thinking that if we have a carrier wave, carrier wave is it can be a very low frequency or a sound or anything, maybe the sunshine, the radiation from the sun can be a carrier wave, and we or any other highly spiritual beings can override the some higher frequency onto this carrier wave. Then the characteristics of this carrier wave will be changed, and you can make a communication, or you can put the intention, or I think this is true. I think so. It's very interesting.
That's a whole new avenue for the research to go down. I mean, there's so much new science coming out right now. I think it would be amazing for all the researchers to get together maybe and have some big symposium like what you're talking about to bring their research together and come together on that. I think there's incredible new healing technologies that will come out of this once we understand how to entrain water with these healing potentials, or to bring balance to the to the body or bring balance to a different organ or whatever somebody is working with, it seems like we could actually program the water to go straight to that area in the body and create you know, beneficial energies there, or healing energies there, or help you know, support, you know, the, because everything has a frequency, every organ has a frequency, and they seem to line up with all the chakras and everything else. So everything boils down to frequencies, and maybe water might be the best delivery system for delivering these energies, you know, into the body to help balance out the body or bring healing. I was wondering if you've had any research in that direction.
Yeah, actually, that's the point, that the frequency is very important. And I believe that Dr. Emoto started his research like in the late 80s. And at that time, he was using a device called, you know, vibrational device to imprint the special frequency into water. And he asked the client to drink that water. So it was the beginning. And so, but just now, you know, the frequency medicine or vibrational medicine is, you know, finally yeah. It's coming. Yeah. Yeah, it's a very nice trend, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know that this can go both ways. I had the opportunity to work with Marcel Vogel a long time ago. He created the liquid crystal screen for TV and things like that. And he actually created a device, and it had these crystals, and I believe they're five-sided crystals. And he could actually send the properties of a herb or a whatever vitamin or even a drug or whatever through the ethers long distance to somebody. It was like a form of radionics, and was having incredible success in that. And unfortunately, his lab was taken over when he died, and the government came in and just took everything, and now we're finding out that they actually weaponize that, you know, you can put belladonna or cobra venom or something that in it and send it to somebody long distance, and depending on how strong you were or how strong your fields were would depend on how much it affected you. But that same technology exists today that could be used for beneficial purposes or the good, and that's what we need to do, is shift these energies and start using these energies on the light side of things, you know, for beneficial purposes. And I know the same thing, when you know that these technologies have been out for, I'm trying to remember, this was probably, 25, 30 years ago when they had these technologies. Who knows where they're going now, but, you know, if we can use these technologies for from what I understand, is they can actually take the frequencies of a healthy organ or you know, and send those frequencies, and it'll actually raise the frequencies of an unhealthy organ or things like that. They can take on, you know, on a negative side, they can actually take the frequencies of a heart attack and send them, you know, which we don't want to go there. That's a total misuse of technology. But, you know, the same thing, you could take the frequencies of a healthy heart and somebody who's having heart problems and somehow transmit those to the body, to the heart, and the heart would end up following, you know, the directions. You could actually put the directions to change the DNA to a healthy heart and or a healthy DNA pattern. I'm not sure how you'd do that, but I'd like to hear any thoughts you have on that process.
Yeah, actually, I studied biology when, I don't know, 30 years ago. And at that time, the DNA, you know, genetic material was at the central place, and everything started from DNA. But now, some other, you know, opinion is like our environment or even our consciousness can change the switching of DNA, yes, or genetic material. And also, I believe, I don't know, it's scientifically, you know, proven, but I believe that even the code, you know, DNA sequence can be changed through consciousness, mm-hmm, or a prayer, or maybe using a technology like a laser beam with some, I don't know, higher frequency. And so my view of this universe, you know, it's like everything is a vibration, of course. So that means our consciousness is made of vibration, of course. And so it's very easy to change anything outside. This is now a kind of my own belief system.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree. I think it's so important to do these experiments, you know, with group intention experiments with large groups of consciousness, and to visualize the earth we'd like to see, you know, and visualize the earth totally cleaned up and back on track, you know. They've proven over and over. I know a lot of the TM meditators have proven that they can actually change events. You know, they can bring peace to an area or stop crime or things like that when they get enough meditators together that are all meditating and on the same focus, you know, directing their energies, conscious energies in the right direction. But, you know, it's just this whole world is just breaking out. And it seems like right now, and I don't want to go into the dark side, but there seems to be a war in consciousness on who's going to control the consciousness and where we're going to go. And there seems to be some groups that would like to keep us in fear and, you know, keep us manifesting lack and sickness and illness. And they want to keep that program going. They're like the war on disease profiteers and things like that. And we have a chance now to create a whole different reality and focus on maybe universal law, which is universal peace and brother-sisterly love and, you know, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody, you know, and unity consciousness is what they call it. And I think the more of us that focus on that, the more we can bring that reality into fruition. I know Dr. Yamoto's work, Yamoto's work and your work well also is going in that same direction as to try to bring universal peace and bring things together. I wonder if you can talk a little bit about that direction. I know a lot of the work was moving in that direction.
Yeah, actually, as I said, Dr. Yamoto passed away last year, October 17th, and we were very sad. But this year, in September, I joined the tour to visit Isechi with Greg Sullivan, and I joined Greg Sullivan's tour, and he's, of course, you know, the founder of Isechi. And when I visited Isechi, I took a session by James, and I was very happy that I had proof from James' session that now Dr. Yamoto is, of course, he left his body, but now he's in a Pleiadian spaceship, and he's supporting, you know, us, you know, from there. And I was very happy to know about this. And so I'm sure, like, next year any event or, you know, any intention that you have to make a peaceful world in this planet Earth, Dr. Yamoto is always supporting us. Mm-hmm. So I'm very happy to know this. Yeah, so I'm grateful to James and Greg. Yeah, thank you very much.
And Greg's here with us also. We might be able to get a few words from Greg over here. He's sitting with us. And Greg's with Jay Seti. And it's the kind of the Japan version of eSETI, and they were nice enough to sponsor me to come over here and do a lot of lectures and talks and counselings. And boy, it's been a whirlwind, just one thing after another. I hope I survive this trip, but I've enjoyed the people here are just awesome. They've been very open to the work that we're doing at eSETI and JSETI. And just a lot of beautiful people and new connections and new energies. And we're having all kinds of different guides we've never experienced before come in. And, you know, one of them, the people here, I thought it was very interesting that Era, which is a planet in the Pleiades, has a being just like Gaia. We have Sophia Gaia, or have people give it different names, but, you know, Mother Earth. But they have an entity too as well, and she actually came through one of the people we're doing counseling on, and then actually, about a week later, we did a ceremony where, a Native American ceremony at Galactic Medicine Well, and she came in and totally energized the land and sent her energies through the work we're doing into the planet. And so now the planet has been infused with this beautiful plating energy, you know, from Era, this goddess Era. So I'm sure that's made quite a shift in consciousness, you know, for the planet. And I know after we did this ceremony, I was getting emails from people all over the world saying, you know, what just happened? You know, something happened. I feel more hope now. I feel more peace. I feel like a lot has been lifted and things are getting back on track. And I notice whenever one of these major events happen or, you know, when people have large gatherings, it does affect the entire collective consciousness, and people do feel it who are sensitive. And so, you know, we have to trust that we are having an impact and keep moving in that direction. And I think it's wonderful that Dr. Emoto here has taken up the staff, you know, has continued in the work and continued to do the research, which gives it a lot of credibility, a lot of scientific credibility, you know, the messages from water and how to work with water and, you know, increase the healing potentials of water. I don't know if there's where to go with your science. I'm not sure exactly what you're doing lately with your science, but maybe you can give us a little more information about some of your... Yeah, the schools that you're creating and just... Yeah, the whole organization, whatever you want to share, just go ahead and...
The hado is actually a Japanese word, which means vibration or waves, or movement of waves. And this is, Dr. Emoto is saying this is the minimum unit of energy. And so he wrote about the book. He wrote about the hado. His book is Truth of Hado. And you can get this book from Amazon.com. But anyway, so we are holding the International Hado Instructor School. This year we had two times, and next year, probably at the end of May, we will have International Hado Instructor School. And in this school, our staff, you know, Dr. Emoto's staff, will give a lecture or a presentation about Hado, which means a vibration or a vibrational medicine, and or Hado counseling, or about Hado device. And I will talk about the message from water and new science of water. And you can have an experience to watch the water crystal growing under the microscope. And also you have a Hado counseling session personally. So if you are interested in Dr. Emoto's work or Dr. Emoto's philosophy, or methodology, yeah, please join, please attend this International Hado Instructor School. Thank you.
Great. I know you've got a lot of things, you know, with your organization. It's continued, and I saw it was quite an organization that you have there with the educational side of things, and a lot of books going out, and a lot of different waters that you're getting out to people. I know you have some specialty waters. Could you talk about a little bit about the waters that you do have now? You have some specialty waters you're working with that are...
Yeah. Actually, we are selling the water called Angel Water. And this water, you know, actually the... we have a connection with a scientist. His name is Dr. Igor Smirnov, and he's originally from Russia, and he lives in the U.S. right now. And he developed a technology called MRET, M-R-E-T, and actually he studied the influence of the radioactivity after Chernobyl, accident. And I believe they found some place and where the people didn't get any influence from radioactivity. And they studied the environment and they found the water in their place was very special. And so they tried to find out the special structure of that water. And Dr. Smirnov developed the MRET, MRET technology. And the angel water, we are using this MRET technology, and the angel water has a healing property. So it's very good for your healing, and we are giving this water for free to the children in Fukushima every year. Yeah. Oh, Egano water? Oh, there is a DVD, documentary DVD. The title is Water, and this DVD was made by a Russian journalist. And the female journalist, her name is Saida, and she made this documentary DVD, and Dr. Emoto appears in this DVD. And actually the water crystal photographs is the main theme of this documentary film. So I highly recommend to watch this movie. And you can get this from the internet. And actually, in Japan, we made a Japanese version. And so we have now Japanese subtitled version. And so this is a good DVD. Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, there's so much energy around this. It's moving in such a wonderful direction. I want to bring Greg on real quick, Greg Sullivan with JSETI. And just talk a little bit about, we'll be closing out pretty quick here, and just talk a little bit about the experiences we're having here with some of the groups and the counselings and everything else. But it's quite an amazing experience being here in Japan.
Hi, thanks, James. Yeah, thanks again for coming. We're so happy to have you. And it was so surreal this morning doing personal counselings and hearing the table tapping away on the floor and not being in the U.S. That was the first, it was kind of hard to believe my ears there, but yeah, everyone's guides were coming in, and a lot of new guides, like you said, and we're happy to have met and connected with Dr. Nemoto this year. For me, it's been an amazing meeting of the minds, and the Emoto office was not really necessarily dialed into ET contact at all. Before this year, and as what happened, actually, just I'll give a quick backstory, is in April, I was getting pushed to do a Skype interview with James, and we had done a lot of stuff, and I had filmed you, James, many times, and just had video that wasn't subtitled yet, so I was getting, the inspiration we should just do something that was interpreted right on the fly. So I invited a friend, Fukiko, who was Dr. Emoto's one of his main translators and interpreters. So she did a great job in our interview. And that video, as you remember, during that interview, we had that first approach from the ascended spirit of Dr. Emoto, who was, he was in Orion, actually, at the 6D Orion, working with 7D Palladian technology and Palladians. And it was unbelievable. It was unmistakable, the hints and the big push of energy that we got. And I remember just looking down at my tablecloth and seeing the lace there, and I was like, yep, I was doubting myself and saying, is this him? And then you confirmed it, and then you brought that message through, that wonderful message through. And then, there's been other people, a couple other people around the world who got the same kind of connection, communication coming through. And it was amazing in two ways. One, that someone who just passed over, less than half a year later, is directly communicating via telepathy, channeling, whatever you want to call it. That's a proof of the ascension process moving along very rapidly. And also, secondly, like I said, this meeting of minds, where the most famous international Japanese researcher is Dr. Emoto, hands down. Their group is very well known in Japan, and so to have this interaction with such high level scientific work going on, and the whole contact connection opening up, was a major development for both of us this year. So we're looking forward to continuing to exchange information and ideas. But yeah, we're about to head into the main part of your tour here, so we hope you get a good night's sleep and get over that jet lag tonight. Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, there's just so much going on here. It's just unbelievable. And we've got, you know, with Jay Seti, is it jaysetti.org? Yeah, jaysetti.org. You find out more about the trip to Japan. You can also go to eseti.org if you want to find out more about what's going on. Yeah, we'll be blogging about that, you know, about the trip, and showing photographs and probably some footage and things like that. And we've also got we'll be going to you know, eSETI Australia really quick. So that's coming up too. So the next week I'll be in Australia interviewing a lot of different people there, and hopefully I'll be able to get some of the Aboriginals there, the elders there, on the show. I'm not sure if they'll do a show. They may or they may not, but I know I'm going to have some wonderful meetings with them and going to some very spiritual places and in the land of Oz. So I'm really looking forward to that as well. But, you know, I think it's really important that we all, you know, from here on out, really, you know, start, you know, when we get our water, to bless our water and program our water with intention, you know, what we want our water to do, and ask for the higher dimensional beings to bless our water. There's so many different ways we can do that. And all get together and meet in group consciousness and start healing the planet. It's so important right now. We're running up to the end of the hour here, so I wanted to sign off, but I really wanted to give one more shot here with Dr. Emoto, and thanks for... Yeah, Nemoto. Yeah, thanks. I get them confused here. Dr. Yeah, Nemoto and his work. And again, what's the best way that people can get in contact with you to find out more about your work?
Actually, personally, Facebook is maybe easiest way, because I have my own Facebook, and also the Dr. Masaru Emoto, you know, as an author, we keep his Facebook page. It's basically in English, and we will put an announcement on this page, and also on my personal page. Awesome. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, well, I can't thank you both enough for coming on the show. I think that's a sign it's time to sign off. We just heard a bunch of bottles crashing down. So again, we're broadcasting live from Tokyo in the Hilton Hotel, and we're on our way to a major party, I guess, they put on for my trip here. I'm going to meet a lot of people that have come to the ranch that are going to be waiting at this party. So I'm not a real party person, but I'm going to do my best to hang out and talk to everybody and you know, have some of that beautiful Japanese hospitality. So anyway, this is James Gillen signing off. Have a great evening, and watch the skies and bless your water. Good night.
You are here with us. Watching us. Lifting us up. Divine evolution. Help us to find our place. Become all home. that will blossom.